1. You have an appointment with God. You have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. I had been driving down the road in my van, but all of a sudden I was in a veil. It was like a thick cloud. There were gold, purple, and amber colors and a bright light. The cloud pulsated as sound was going through it, and I was going through it too. Drawn through a glory cloud. A force was drawing me through a glory cloud, and on the other side of the cloud I could hear people singing. There was laughter with great joy, and I was in total peace. I smelled an aroma and experienced a taste, like strawberries and cream. For what seemed like a few minutes I was moving through the cloud, and yet the cloud was moving through me. Then I turned to my right to what appeared to be a receiving area. Heaven's receiving area, reunion of family members. Just a few feet from me I could see two women standing. Somehow I knew that they were of great age, but their countenances were like they were in their mid-twenties, and they were beautiful. They were hugging each other and seemed very joyful, and they were looking through the veil. "He is coming! I see him! He is coming! Here he comes!" Suddenly a man came through the veil. He had a look of profound confusion for a moment. He didn't know where he was. But just as suddenly he looked at the women and recognized them. They began to hug him and to praise and worship God. You could tell it was a joyous reunion. Reunion of a pastor and church members. Further to the right, I noticed a group of about 50 people. They, too, were worshiping God. Many were standing there with their arms up, just praising Him. Some were hugging each other and saying, "Here He comes! I see Him coming!" They were apparently waiting for their pastor, who had just died. Suddenly, he was in the veil. When he first appeared, he looked like a very old man. But as suddenly as he appeared into the heavenly atmosphere, all of the age lines in his face disappeared, and his gnarled little body straightened up. This very old pastor now looked as if he was in his mid to late 20s. His youth had been renewed. He just stood there, bewildered. But in a moment it dawned on him that he was in heaven, and he began to rejoice. He said, "I want to see Jesus. Where is my Jesus? I want to see the Lord." People began to hug him and rejoice with him. "Oh, it is you, brother, and it is you, sister," he said as he called them by name. And he said again, "I want to see Jesus." Someone told him, "Oh, he is just a little further down your pathway. You will meet with him. He is always there." Right.